And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, this is a bit of a sort of question without notice because you're a farm girl.
Should we start the show with this all the time? Like,
no,
come on, we're all up and about.
It's too much.
Okay.
So, I want to know. I want you to explain as a farm girl, as someone who grew up on a market farm in Werribee South.
Love it. What a childhood.
I need you to explain something to me.
Okay.
Right, because I want to be doing this thing, but I don't know how.
Oh my God, are you going to go to Con's farm? Do you want to go and learn from the master? Are we going to send you down to Werribee South?
No.
Okay.
So what I want to know, when people say, mate, yeah, cost of living, food, everything, fresh produce is all going up. It's more expensive, right? What you need to do is you need to shop and eat what's in season.
Yes.
Because that's what's the cheapest stuff.
Yeah.
If you're buying asparagus and it's not asparagus season, you can expect to pay, you know, up to $4 for a bunch of asparagus.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly reasonable. But my question for you is, how do I know what's in season?
Oh, mate, come on. It's a general knowledge type of thing, right? So...
Oh, I'm just supposed to know.
No, well, for example, right? For summer... You know, we've got our stone fruits and things like that. That's when you see your peaches and your nectarines. If you buy... This is like farm segment with Loggy.
Well, let me write it down.
All right, so what you're looking for, at least $4.99 a kilo. $4.99 a kilo is going to get your peaches. And don't be coming at me with the yellow. Don't be coming at me with the white. I mean, the yellow is where it's at. It's all about the yellow. But, you know...
Stone fruit, okay.
Okay, so stone fruit is kind of in season at the moment. I feel like my dad is listening and yelling at me and be like, say lettuce! Say lettuce.
Lettuce is in season?
Sure. That's normally...
Is it?
Is it? No, I think it's more winter. See, the thing what you want to do is that you want to... I would say Google is your friend. And I would also say, you know, maybe we should get on our resident gardener.
Costa. Yeah.
It's pretty easy to figure out what's in season.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, you just
I think
Google
there needs
it.
To be like a website or something.
Yeah, I'm sure there is 1,000 websites.
I did not Google.
Yeah.
Why would I Google when I've got you?
Just call Dad. Maybe we should get him on for a regular weekly segment. Hey, Dad, what's in season? Well, let me tell you, $4.99, yellow peaches, get him out of it, yellow peaches. I don't know why he's at the racetrack, but this is where we are now. We've got lettuce up against broccoli, and broccoli is chasing cauliflower, and here we go. Who's going to win? It's cauliflower!
You've been no help whatsoever. All you gave me was stone fruit in summer. How embarrassing.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. It is Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Thursday base game, and we welcome Beck from the newsroom. G'day, mate.
Hello.
Hey, Beck. Do you like trail mix? That?
Yeah, what is
not
it?
Really?
It's a 70 kilo bell worth
so
of seed.
10 to 70 kilos.
She does exaggerate a bit.
It's the size of my head.
It is the size of
if
your
it
head.
If it was seriously 70 kilos, you'd be like, I can't lift this.
I think my arms can do better than what you think. It is a shocking amount of bird seed, though, so that's fine. The boy's going to make me do that, Beck. Do you want to have some trill?
Question, yeah. Do you have a bird at home that you can give it to?
No. Do you have... you?
No, I don't. No.
But each day that she brings in her Greek yogurt, she'll be able to use a little bit of that bowel in it.
I just slice it off.
You're welcome.
Use her big beak to just...
Oh, don't go me beak. Please don't. The teeth is fine, but the beak.
All right, let's stop talking about bird seed and you should just eat it. Now, the way this game works... Beck, you're going to read the lyrics to some songs like you do in your day job as if they're news bulletins. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers.
Tom.
Me.
Loggy.
Second week in a row it's been done.
Nice.
It's a lot nicer.
Do we have a theme this week?
We do. Think about a major sporting event coming up next week.
The Olympics.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Yes.
Artists that have performed in the halftime.
Ah, oh, great
theme. Cool. All
did
right.
you know Lingy's seen some lot? Sorry. Anyway, yeah, let's go.
Question number one, lyrical headlines. Let's play.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. You don't have to admit you want to play Dance With Me. Just let me rock you till the break of day. Dance With Me.
Tom, it's Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body?
Yes.
Oh, good pick up. You've got the live one.
Right.
Yes, I've got the controversial one.
Is this, yeah, this is this the Super Bowl with the...
The Janet Jackson gear. Yeah, right.
What's it called again?
Wardrobe malfunction.
Yes.
I think that's the first time we've sort of had one of those, isn't it?
Remember being up at level three going... Did I see what I just saw? Yeah. Watching that on the TV.
No. Yeah,
that
you
was a
did.
Bit cray cray.
All right, question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Up in the club, we just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing.
Loggy. It's Single Ladies Beyonce.
Yes. I'm a single lady.
I'm a single lady. So, correct me if I'm wrong, this was the one. Bruno Mars and Chris Martin were there as well.
No, this is actually Beyonce, and she brought up Kelly and Michelle to do this section. So she did do the one with Bruno Mars, but she also did her own solo as well.
Yes.
I just love the one with Chris, and Chris Martin's in the background. With,
yeah.
He's just like popping up. Like,
yeah.
And if you look really closely, like further in the background, I'm there.
There it is.
Cool story. Cool story, Lingy. Cool story.
It is actually a really cool story. I'm jealous.
One apiece to Log and I. Here we go. If you want to chime in anytime, Lingy.
Oh, rude.
Yeah, can we just get a test of your buzzer?
Lingy.
Well, there's your problem. All right, here we go. Question number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom, and I'll know she'll be the death of me. At least Loggy. We'll both be numb.
It is. Can't Feel My Face, The Weeknd.
Yes.
Ah, oh, well done.
I'll admit, I got destroyed. Well done, you two.
No.
Well done, you.
Thanks.
Loggy taking out lyrical headlines for this week. Well done,
sorry,
mate.
I just. You know, I've got, it's all the bird seed. I've got to give it up for the bird seed. It gives me the sustenance I need to win lyrical headlines.
Sustenance?
Yeah, I'll let you take that one.
Sorry, sustenance?
Yep.
Sustenance, the...
No, sustenance isn't a thing. Sustagen is sort of a like a Milo. Okay.
Well, you can see that my brain's been eaten away because I've been eating bird seed.
You haven't even started, mate. Don't tell people you're eating it yet because you're not. All right, lyrical headlines returns next week. Thanks, Beck.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Can I just refresh everyone's minds about that? How this has come about. Loggy was eating Greek yogurt after the
crazy.
Show one time.
Crazy
now, Tom
show.
And I had a bit of a thing to say about the fact that Greek yogurt is not tasty on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is.
And we brought that up. Mm. What then unfolded was you realising Greek yogurt's no good on its own, so you started adding a trail mix and some sunflower seeds to your yogurt to try and get some taste.
Are these bird sound effects,
yes.
by the way?
They're lovely,
actually. We're in the aviary.
Quite relaxing. Trail mix is expensive. So Tom and I were concerned that you trying to add that to your Greek yogurt would become a cost burden, and we suggested a more economic way of getting your delicious fix of sunflower seeds and nuts.
Yes. Mm.
Tom suggested Trill.
Yeah. And then we weren't sure if you could eat it, and then we Googled a bit, and it seemed like you can.
Googled a bit.
And
hear
then
that?
And we called a pet store, and the girl that answered the phone, she thought you could as well.
Yeah,
and
I love that. Great research, everyone.
And what we've ended up with is a 600-gram sunflower seed bell hanging over your microphone and your desk there for a far better price than what your trail mix to go in your yogurt would have cost you.
Mm.
I believe there's only one more thing to do.
Yeah.
It's the final test. The taste test.
Yeah.
And normally, this is what I love, because normally with the taste test, we all try it.
Mm.
So, Lingy, did you...
Is that a dog in the background? The dog's just outside the aviary.
All right. So, Lingy, do you want to go this, like, bite for bite? Do you
I don't want to stick your mouth around it as well? I don't want to eat plain yogurt, and I don't want some... trail mix in my yogurt. You're the one we're helping
you're
out here.
Deflecting. Oh, you're deflecting.
Come on.
Hey, if it's any help, you've got your little bit of cuttlefish attached to your microphone.
People have come to watch.
Yes, so have a nibble. The dog wants,
you to eat it as well.
Do I have to swallow it?
Yes, you have to just eat some bloody sunflower seeds, mate.
I hate you so much. I hate you. Okay.
Go, little bird. Ace Ventura, but also another Jim Carrey movie. Little bird. Little bird. Oh, you spat it out. What does it taste like?
It tastes like it's not meant for human consumption.
No, because it's not. But
everyone's coming to watch now.
Can you please just eat some sunflower seeds, mate? They've just been stuck together with some sort of protein.
All right, shush.
Swallow. Chew.
Chew. You're not chewing. You're just spitting them out. You're not.
They're very hard.
This is not within the spirit.
I don't have the appropriate beak.
Well, they. They've got the husks on them still. There's a car driving past.
Does it taste like normal sunflower seeds?
No, it doesn't. It tastes like it's meant for a bird that is like, oh, okay, my beak is large and strong.
Okay, look, I think you're not on board with the sunflower
seeds. I'm trying. Am I not trying?
I've got some other stuff you might be more into.
I did it. That's it.
Nah, I've got some more palatable stuff. That we might get you to have a little nibble on after
ill.
This.
I don't want
it's
to
the
do
Trill
this.
Taste Test on K-Rock.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Just before the break, got Loggy to try a more cost-effective alternative to trail mix.
Yep.
It is a sunflower seed bell?
For wild birds. Sunflower seed treat. It's a treat, mate. So, I mean, it must be delicious. And to be honest, I'm a little bit disappointed how much you've eaten of it.
As in too much?
Not enough.
Oh, see, I'm going to jump to Loggy's defence a little bit here, Tommy, and maybe the taste wasn't brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are a good man, though, so you've offered alternatives.
Absolutely. I mean, it's maybe a taste test.
Like carrot sticks.
A little more flavour. You've brought along a delicious Trill mix-in, which is a combination. I mean, of some
Is that to deworm me or whatever? Like, is it medicated?
There are definitely bird probiotics in there.
Okay.
I thought I might serve it up. I mean, look at that. Could you tell the difference of that log compared to the trail mix? That is nuts. Cranberries.
It actually smells pretty good.
Some dried fruit.
It actually smells.
See, it's fruit and nut, isn't it?
Has this got bird probiotics in it? What does that even mean?
No, it doesn't. What does it say on the packet?
Don't read it all.
A mix of five or more of the following. Pineapple, peanuts, sultanas, currants, pawpaw, apricots, mango, carrot.
It actually smells pretty
dried
good.
Spinach. Deliciousness.
Okay, this is definitely better than the bell.
Okay, so a little bit more variety. Can you just have
I'll
a little?
Put that aside for
no,
later.
No, just have it. Just get a little pinch of it. From the tray, and just pop it in your mouth. Just a little.
I don't want to eat animal food. I don't.
There's no animal in
it. Come on, bloody.
It's got bird part.
You're right. It's vegetarian.
Okay. I can't. I can't get it down.
You don't have to swallow it. Did you put it in your mouth though? Did you eat a bit of it? I didn't see. Go again.
I didn't. Go again. Oh. Okay, you watching?
Yes, I'm watching. that's just a nut. Eat the fruit. Okay. So obviously you're not on board with the mix-in.
It tastes probiotic-y.
Oh, I shouldn't have said probiotics. Okay, so maybe you're not into that.
Am I going to poo my pants now? I'm going to have water. Oh, it's in my throat.
All right, so you weren't in for the mix, the little bag one. I've got something
when
here.
When will it end?
I've got something here that looks delicious.
Oh, it's giving a little hook to hang
why
on.
Why did you buy all of this stuff? This is ridiculous.
This is a lorikeet bar, a tropical fruit-flavoured lorikeet bar. It contains cranberries, banana, pineapple and honey, mate. So there you go. It's all kept together with honey.
That's really good.
And look,
I didn't see that.
Do you want to know what the ingredients are?
No, not particularly.
Cranberries, citrus peel, currants, banana, pawpaw, pineapple, apple, honey. That's it. That's all that's in it, mate. Anyone could eat that.
Go on then, have a nibble.
No.
A nibble for a nibble.
It's not about me. Stop trying to deflect. Stop trying to deflect. Have a little bite of this one, buddy.
I don't want to have
Go on, just a little nibble. That's a lorikeet bar.
It's wet.
It's beautiful and colourful, just like you, lorikeet.
It's wet. I don't want to.
Come on.
Please, do you know what it looks like? It looks like a muesli bar that the kids have left in their bag for the summer holidays.
No, it looks
then
like
they started school again.
A muesli bar you'd give to your kids. A beautiful, delicious treat. Here you
Come
go.
Come on, mate. We're running out of time. Show's about to end. Hurry up and just have a little...
Fine!
Have a little nibble.
She did it! It tastes
so good. So Yeah. Also on that ingredient list was was binder. I don't know what binder is. I don't know what's sticking it together.
It tastes like citronella candle or something. Like, I don't know. It's
amazing. All right. All right. Okay.
What
so
binder.
So far, no good, right?
No, no. Despite being more cost effective.
Oh, my God, that was the worst one.
We've got. Really? Was it the worst? Yes. It looked the nicest. Okay, so look, to be fair, I think we've not had a lot of success with you eating birdseed. We've got one more option, and this was a recommendation. This has come through from a listener. We've got, and we've got that listener on the line now, Dave from Armstrong Creek. Morning, Dave.
Oh, good morning.
Now,
what are you doing here, Dave? What do you want?
Dave, you've owned birds over the years, is that right?
I have, yes. Yeah, several birds.
Yeah, great.
Mm. So, yeah, we had one bird in particular, and this is what got me hooked on the stuff. He wouldn't eat. He wouldn't eat. So every morning I'd pour him a bowl of the trill, and I'd have a bowl with him, and yeah, now I'm addicted.
You did not, Dave. Are you? What is your game? I don't believe it. You had a bowl of trill.
He's just a helpful listener.
Yeah, every morning for the 3 years I had him, and him would have breakfast together.
And how long
his name
did
was Dr. Peckman.
How long did your stomach pains last after your morning bowl of trill?
Oh, no, it was fine. I ended up being like, I was mite free and started getting feathers where there wasn't feathers before.
Is there mite stuff in this? Is that what binder is?
No, I don't know.
Is that what binder is?
Dave, look, we're going to have to wrap this up. So we're going to get to this really quickly. In your messages to us on Facebook, you say trill on the stick is heaps better than the plain stuff on its own.
God.
So what I've brought in here is trill honey sticks. Now, this is on brand stuff. The other stuff was sort of other brands. This is actual trill brand, although the Lingy stuff as well. So this has this is three treats that contain currant and apple. Again, it's a stick. Lingy, I'm going to pass that to you.
Why?
It's basically like one of those delicious sesame bars that you'd buy at the service station.
Yeah.
It does look
it looks exactly like it.
These ones smell the goods, so I'm inclined to believe you, Dave. Just get Loggy over the line with this bar. Sell it to her for us, please.
Trust me, if you haven't had the Trill brand, you will taste the difference, I promise you.
Oh, I hate you, Dave. I hate you. Do you know what it smells like? I used to own Budgies, and it smells like bottom cage.
Okay.
That's what it smells like.
Well,
have a little taste.
Is this it?
This is the last one.
After this, I'm off.
This is dessert.
You're already off, mate, that's for sure.
Fine.
All right, here we go. Have a nibble on this honey stick. It's a true honey stick, and I reckon you're going to like it. Dave agrees.
All right. Oh, I nearly saw it. Okay.
That's a good one. It's honey.
Yeah, that's a good
it's currant.
Bite. That's
it's
a bigger
apple.
Bite than I would have taken.
I can't. It's in my throat.
What is it? Can you taste the honey?
It's the mini one. It's the mini seed.
It's the tiny little seeds, yeah.
Oh, man.
Does it taste like honey or what?
It tastes like pain. I don't like it. I don't like any of these. Thank you, Dave.
Well, you are
Thank
so
you very
healthy
much.
Right now, though.
Oh, okay. It's in my teeth. What do I do?
I've got a whole bag of it here that's yours now, so you better.
What's binder? What is binder?
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.